Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Chloe, and you're listening to...
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them.
And how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Maggie.
I'm Harriet.
And I'm Chloe.
Today we are excited to welcome Andy Devers to the show.
Andy was a Girl Scout for 8 years.
Now she is a human resources professional in the tech field.
Okay. Andy, welcome to After Girl Scouts. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, like how many years you were a Girl Scout specifically. Maybe like what level you ended at. Any awards you earned, stuff like that?
I was a Girl Scout for 8 years or so through my high school years, and then 10th grade. And distinguished awards, I think one thing that's memorable is I completed almost all the badges and it was a Green Girl Scout book at one point, so that was fun. But other than that, I am a Texan. I'm from Austin, and I'm currently in the Seattle area.
What is your favorite Girl Scout memory?
My favorite memory? I would probably say selling Girl Scout cookies. And probably a close second is going away to Girl Scout camp. I am highly competitive, and so Girl Scout cookie time was a chance to set a goal and try to beat it and obviously raise funds and everything for the troop. I felt like I got a lot of my moxie and a lot of, planning and even selling Girl Scout cookies. So that's a pretty good memory for me.
So was there any part of Girl Scouts that influenced your career? And so how did it influence you?
A part of Girl Scouts that helped influence my career. I might have to go back to not necessarily just selling cookies, but I am very active. I like to check the box and complete activities. And so something has influenced me is setting a goal and completing it. And obviously working with others and being mindful and planful about it. And that's a little bit of just who I am as a person and how I'm wired. But I feel like I got a lot of that in the beginnings of the structure of being with a troop, working through badges, and such. I feel like I got a lot of that through being a Girl Scout. Obviously a lot of leadership pieces, volunteering. Yeah, I think all those things have influenced me as an adult.
Was there something you learned in Girl Scouts that you don't think you could have learned like anywhere else?
I'm how to tie knots. Remind me what part of the country you're from again.
We're from South Dakota.
South Dakota. So yeah. I'm from Texas. So I did a fair bit of camping during my time as a scout. And so I'm joking on one hand, like tying knots, but it's so true. That's definitely something I wouldn't have learned had I not been a Girl Scout, and something that I use on a regular basis.
That reminds me of the time that I went to Texas for a vacation during the first grade.
Yeah? Well, what part of Texas were you in?
I don't remember, but I do remember that I was in Texas during first grade. Well, I had a lot of fun with my family, like my mom and grandparents.
That's awesome.
So
I'm sure you had a most wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you use knots like in your day-to-day life. Like, what do you use them for? Besides tying shoes.
Tying shoes. I guess several things. So tying down. Just the other day, I was transporting. Some equipment in my car, and I had to tie down the trunk because it was oversized. And so I had a knot, and I couldn't tell you the type of knot. I know I should know that. And also I use different knots when we go fishing. There's an and just overall camping. So I'm not camping, fishing, or transporting things daily, but regular enough to where I'm like, oh yeah, I remember some of these knots, and so I'm just doing kind of regular square knot, right?
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Did your mom tell you that as HR professionals we tie knots all the time?
It doesn't come up that often, no.
But that is a good point for Miss Wendy to talk about with us.
Why do you feel talking with us is important?
Well, first off, I think I really did enjoy my time as a Girl Scout, and I had really good memories of that. And so I do think, you know, first of all, I just kind of commend y'all just for wanting to speak out to other, you know, Girl Scouts, just to understand where they are on the other side, you know, of being a scout and such. So it really, for me, really did give me principles and rooted a lot of just personality traits for me growing up. And so it was kind of, you know, when I saw the call for former Girl Scouts, I just thought it was a little bit of nostalgia, but just a fun topic to talk about.
All right. So what do you hope for the future of Girl Scouts, Andy?
I hope that they continue to encourage and embrace and educate, you know, young women. I also hope that they continue to grow and evolve. I don't have, I have one very young child right now, so I don't have a connection to Scouts today. So I know that it's probably changed and evolved just because the world has. So I just want them to kind of keep up with the changing world and the needs of young women.
Thank you, Andy, for joining us today. Is there any way our listeners could get in contact with you?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at The Girl in HR. So I guess let me ask y'all this now. What are y'all working towards? I know that y'all wanted to talk to women who were in the Scouts, but what are you hoping to do with the podcast and with what you learned?
I think just let more people know about what Girl Scouts can do and just think, oh, it's just another after, instead of thinking, oh, it's just another after school program.
Also, for our silver award. Just gonna point out that.
That too.
Yeah.
Those awards are important. They're kind of fun. But, okay. I remember having to plan out which cookies I was going to buy. And my mom, you know, we didn't grow up with a lot of means. And so the parents had to buy the cookies. And so my mom was like, whatever you order, you better sell. And so I remember the second year, like, going back in and asking which ones were the top sellers and which ones did I think I was going to move and which ones was I not going to go back and move. And I remember coming up with sales pitches because back then, now I feel like I'm old, back when I was a young Girl Scout.
Yeah, exactly. You can't think which Girl Scout cookies you want.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
It is. And
you have to choose your favorite, too.
I mean, that's pretty easy, actually. At least for me.
I always like the peanut butter ones, but I would load my cookies in. And I had my little pitch, my clipboard, and went out in my little uniform. And I can't remember the last time that I saw a Girl Scout come to my door to sell me cookies. And I know that time to change is probably not so safe. But it's really, I remember those early, you know, the early years when I first started, probably, you know, fourth grade or so, really selling cookies, but I understood it. You know, knocking on someone's door with my pitch and like, hey, I'm Andrea, and I'm a Girl Scout, and this is what I hope to do. And then someone slammed their door in my face, right? And then
that must have been hard.
It's
the worst.
You know, and you do it again. And I learned a lot of resilience, which absolutely, you know, I use day to day. And so when you talk about, you know, some of your past guests, you use it in recruiting. There is something about selling cookies door to door and getting rejection or accomplishing a goal that really just, the word that just kind of comes to mind is moxie. Just kind of, and it kind of just it gives you that confidence to, all right, this person said no, but I'm going to get back up. I'm going to try again. Or I didn't make my goal this week. I have 2 more weeks of cookie selling time, and now I'm going to go back and adjust my strategy. And I think that's probably why selling cookies is probably one of my fondest memories. That really has shaped, you know, who I've become. It really has. I would also say, too, it's probably maybe given me a little bit of grace because I can't buy cookies from everyone and I can't always say yes, but like also maybe how to turn someone down gracefully.
And respectfully, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But y'all just know when it's cookie time, let me know. I like peanut butter patties.
Those
are one of my favorites. They're delicious.
They're the chocolate ones, right?
They're the chocolate peanut butter.
They got a completely different name here, I think. Or did we switch? They're tagalongs here.
Yeah, I remember the peanut butter patties, and then I remember them being called tagalongs. And they used to be called truffles, but they're the little shortbread ones. Is that what they're still called?
Yeah, the shortbread.
The shortbreads. Yeah, and the shortbreads ones are kind of a little bland, but they're still okay.
I like them. They're good. They're a good dunking.
Yeah.
Dunking.
Yeah, it's dinner time.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Making me hungry.
Okay, let's stop talking about cookies. I'm craving cookies now. Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
My favorite part was just finding out how she uses knots in her day-to-day life because she's a human resource professional. Like, I couldn't think of anything in any situation where you would need to use knots.
Yeah, just like...
Unless it was like a team-building exercise.
Yeah.
Tie two people together and you gotta do something or else. I don't know.
Like, if you don't know how to, like, tie knots, you're just like, what do we do?
No, like, two people are tied together, and it's like a three-legged race or something.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, if you have to do it yourselves, and you don't know how to tie knots, you're just like, what do we do?
Not even in every day. I don't even have to use knots that often. I just... do the standard, sometimes square, and then I'm on my way. It's your turn.
Oh, my favorite part is how she talked about selling cookies and about how, you know, there's, like, times, like, where since she was very competitive, she always wanted to try her best and, like, beat goals and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, too.
My favorite moment was when she was very active, and it kind of reminded me when I... So kind of like competing and like very active sports and just started being the couch potato.
I mean, that's not always a bad thing.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm more of a couch french fry.
Oh, but french fries are made out of potatoes.
But they're not as big as potatoes. That's the thing.
They're like a big lumpy potato.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.